Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this your boy Drummer Boy, aka B-Boy Fresh, and I'm here to tell you to get your music now, live on the Music Hype Beast. We beneficial. Hey, yeah, boy.
Hey, hey, good people. What's up and what's happening? It's your girl, Ajay, baby. You know the one. The one that also hosts the Host Dream Hustle Win podcast through RAI Radio and Radio Pushes, honey. And we currently host over 100,000 monthly network visitors. So y'all know we ain't doing nothing small. And today, my people, today, I know y'all remember her from the last time around. We had to get her back in one more time. Y'all remember Miss Omega J, that Cali girl turned Vermont artist? Yes, baby, we have her in the building. And I want to say, what's up, boo? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am blessed. Hello. And I'm glad to have you here.
Thank you for wanting to talk with me again. How are you doing?
I am doing awesome. Now, the last time we talked, I wanted to get into more of, I know you are a music artist as well as a comedian, and I wanted you to, you know, talk to my people more about that, because a lot of people out here, they are, you know, for lack of better words, they are one show pony, you know what I'm saying? They got one thing that they do, and that's it. So it's hard for them to break through in different areas, and they don't realize the importance of putting your hands in different pots. So, like, I really wanted you to, you know, explain to my people the importance of that and how you came around, you know, to doing both and how you manage both.
It's a juggle. I started with comedy first. I started in about 2015, I believe. Yes, it was 15. Early 2016, but I was just going to open mics, trying stuff on, you know, eventually learning how to build a joke better. And I was just trying to find every opportunity I could. My first show was Darker Side of Comedy. That was fun. It was such a rush. And to be honest, I've always written poetry. I've always written spoken word. I have written music before, but I had such bad stage fright. I needed something to get me out of that. So life happened, and it inspired me to be a comedian because, as I said on the last interview, tragedy plus time makes a great joke. Mm-hmm. And that was how I used comedy as a way of healing. When I was able to get over my stage fright more, I was like, well, why don't I just give this rhyming thing a try? And how I was able to do it was merging comedy with hip hop. And it helped me get out of my shell and be more comfortable with it, because now the people that come to the show expect me to do both jokes and rhymes fluently.
So, and see, that's a beautiful thing. Like, to be able to take one thing, turn it into something else, and then turn it into something that people really appreciate so much that it's something that they want from you. Because what people don't realize is you have to find, you know what I'm saying, what the people need. If there's a need that, you know that these people have, and you have a way to fulfill it and fulfill it originally, that's a power. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And people don't realize
definitely.
How much power there is in something like that. You know what I'm saying? And speaking of power, Y'all need to check out her new joint, you feel me? I already posted it on the Dream Hustle Win page on Facebook. But in case you missed it, you need to slide on over to that Spotify. It's called Power of My Mantra. And definitely that's something y'all need to get up on, because definitely what she has going on and she talk about now, the music matches. And I'm pretty sure the comedy too does too. I haven't had the pleasure yet. But as soon as I find something, as soon as I find it online, honey, it's going up everywhere.
Okay, I'll try to get my best material up.
Girl, because I'm wanting to see this. Like, I had I've listened to that song is definitely being played by me, Power of My Mantra, you know what I mean? And fact of, you know, how we talked last time, like, I'm very intrigued to, like, see one of your showcases. And for my people out there, y'all should be too, because it ain't a lot of people bringing the funny when it comes to the music, you know what I'm saying, and they're switching it right back up, you know what I'm saying? So y'all need to be checking out for her, honey. Yes, whatever shows you got coming up next, make sure we're going live with somebody's recording.
Oh, yes.
We
oh, yes,
see this.
Definitely. Well, if anyone is going to be in the area, go to Bethel, Vermont. There's going to, we're doing a really big hip hop show called All Things Vermont Hip Hop. It's hosted by Unleash the Underground and H&L Records. And basically they picked today, Biggie's death day, to do a big show and cypher that I'm hosting, and I'm in the cypher as well. And it's going to be fun. So if anybody's going to be in the area and you're hearing this now, please make a way to go. It's at Babe's Bar at 8 o'clock in Bethel, Vermont. But so yeah, shout out to Unleash the Underground and H&L Records. But yeah, this has been fun working on, because it's always weird being the only female MC
right
amongst a bunch of men. And so I feel the need to really show how well I can do and try to outdo them, because you know, I don't even need to say any more on that. So I really feel that I'm going to be able to do that tonight. So I'm glad for the opportunity. But,
like, speaking of venues, I don't mean to cut you off. I've done, you know, since I talked to you, you know, I have been looking up on Vermont and, you know, different things going on. And, you know, a couple of different, you know, articles were written, and they say that, you know, Vermont is known for its thriving music, but because, you know, of it being a especially populated area, people have to, you know, migrate to other places to, you know, really make it. But they do have a couple of venues, you know, that is drawing more interest when it comes to the people that get on the stage and who comes to see them. Places
actually,
like,
there
like
are.
Higher Ground.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
Higher Ground, Metronome, and several other places. Now that the hip hop community is growing, one place that is really getting well known for the Vermont hip hop community is the Monkey Bar in Winooski. Every third Thursday every month, they have a good hip hop show, cypher. Everybody that, well, at least all the ones I know in the hip hop community out here are all there supporting, you know, we're, you know, talking about new ideas, collaborating. It's really getting much bigger than I even expected. But I've only been doing it out here for a year. So, I mean, I'm sure there's been so many things happening. It's just, well, you know how it is with underground.
Right.
But it's because of the type of population. If you read, if you noticed anything about Vermont, it's very Caucasian.
Yeah.
That. Okay. nothing bad about it, but that is the case. So one thing I've noticed, because people are under the impression that hip hop is only supposed to be African American dominated, sometimes that issue can come up, but it's easily squashed because people remember it's just about the music. So I appreciate that. Even though it doesn't have as much of a black community as I'm used to, they are strictly in it for the music, so that's why I enjoy it. That's why I stick with it. I can honestly, maybe I'm being naive, but in this sense, I feel like music has made them colorblind in a way.
Yes, it has. And I appreciate the fact that, you know, I've noticed even, you know, where I'm at, and right now where I'm at, it's a mecca for independent artists, you know, to be just doing an overabundantly amount of amazing, awesome things, you know, to try to get noticed and things like that. But I've noticed that, you know, lately there has been more of mixed crowds coming, you know, and I know that's true for a couple of other areas, you know what I'm saying, and mm-hmm. I appreciate that, you know what I mean? So it's also important, you know, when we have females, and trust me, honey, I'm an MC myself. I do a lot of different things. I wear a lot of different hats, and a lot of times I'm the only female rocking. So, you know, I appreciate okay. when, you know, there's another female that comes with something that's original, and they know how it is. So they show up and they show out, and they are definitely
show out
members,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate, you know, when another queen such as yourself comes on and you have something different that nobody, you know what I'm saying, is known for right now, because I can't say, you know, how many female comedians / rappers that are doing and intermixing both, you know, sides and doing it successfully.
That's true. It is a challenge, but it's fun. I it gets me out of my comfort zone enough that I actually enjoy it, and so I just can't wait to have another opportunity to keep it going, I guess.
Definitely. That's why,
definitely.
Honey, I'm checking up on you, baby.
I'm trying to work on getting more photography and video services for each show, because I do want people, you know, as far as TVs and computers and everyone has access to, I want people to be able to see what this show has to offer. And even the venue that we do it out of appreciates it. I've never seen them call any of the shows one of their favorites. And Light Club Lamp Shop, I definitely appreciate that, because they let me book the show for free. So much love to them.
Yes. Yes. And much love to them too from my end, because boo, look, we waiting, honey. Like, you got me so intrigued by this. And I don't mean to be biased, but I'm very inclined to share more of, you know, my females, especially, you know, my African-American females who are out actually really trying to make it, instead of just hoping that somebody just picks you up and makes you famous.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. Because, I mean,
so,
yeah, that'd be great if I had that opportunity, but I feel like I'm fulfilling more because I'm doing that legwork to get my name out there. It may take longer, but you will know who I am. Yes.
Yes. That's why we waiting on that video, honey. They ain't got to be at every show, but give us a little taste, baby, because not
okay.
all of us can be there, you know what I'm saying? And, like I said, I'm more inclined to share my women of color that are actually trying to do it for themselves, you know what I'm saying? And you are definitely somebody that is on my radar, I'm looking out for, and I didn't talk about. So I didn't already share you and, you know, some of your music, you know, on the Dream Hustle Win page on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? That way they can get acquainted with you, who you are and what you do, you know what I'm saying? Because I definitely love it, you know, just hearing it and hearing the music. So, you know, be sure to get with my girl on twitter.com/omegajade1. Then you can check her out on instagram.com/ajade. Check for her song. Y'all need to check for this joint, Power of My Mantra, on Spotify. Y'all know your girl is Jay. Don't gas and don't vouch for something she don't like. So y'all need to get over and check that out. You know what I'm saying? We want to go ahead and give you a chance, because you know your girl's a small fish in a big pond, and after this is back to your regularly scheduled program. So I want to give you a chance to give you a shout-out one more time, you understand, before we get up out of here, because we love the fact that these people are rocking with you and keeping you, you know, going.
All right. Shout-out to H&L Records. Shout-out to Unleash the Underground and everybody who's going to be a part of that show tonight. Shout out to Chaleo, and keep doing that hustle on your tour. Much love and respect to my Rhyme and Unreason crew, King Shemeka Blaze, Rajni, and Ron Stoppable. Much love. Can't wait to work with you again. And to everybody in the Vermont hip-hop community, much love. And Scotty Raymond, happy belated birthday, and make sure you heal your ankle. Yeah.
Yes, Scotty, much love. Happy birthday and heal up, boo.
All right.
For all my people
Thank
that's
you.
Been listening. Yes, for all my people that's been listening, y'all need to check for Miss Omega J, baby. She out here doing some things y'all ain't never seen before. Y'all know your girl, like I said, your girl is J. Don't gas, and she don't put up nothing that she ain't felt. So y'all need to make sure y'all checking for this woman, baby. Check for her. This has been your girl today, baby, for the Dream Hustle Win podcast with Miss Omega J in the building. I want to say thank y'all for listening. Tune in next time. Deuces, and we out.
Have a good day, y'all. Peace.